Put aside the ego and embrace the moment.
That's not the moment that you're embracing right now.
Oh, dear.
Regardless, it's time for another midweek drive transcontinental adventure.
Well, great news as we sort of open up this latest segment, because on Saturday, the 27th of February, exciting things are happening in the East Midlands. Rebecca, are you excited by the exciting things that are going to be happening in the East Midlands?
Yes, definitely. It sounds really interesting. I'm excited to know more.
And who can actually share with us what exciting things are going to be happening in the East Midlands? Well, only one of our greatest arts coordinators the world has ever seen. It's Sarah Bullimore. How are you, Sarah?
I'm not too bad, thanks, Alex. Hope you're both okay.
Marvellous. Now, Sarah, we've been obviously working together now for a number of years. It doesn't seem like a day over a century, does it really, Sarah, to be honest? But one of the things that's always guaranteed with any of the projects you've been involved with, whether it's been the Lincoln Book Festival, whether it's been the whole range of dancing routines and getting coordinators from that point of view, whether it's a case of literary festivals or indeed the Newark Book Festival, there's a certain edge, a certain quality that's actually there and always manifest. But I suppose even you weren't expecting the kind of pandemic responses that you've had to make with respect to the Newark Book Festival over the last few months, shall we say.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, you know, as an event manager, you're always expecting the unexpected, but that was definitely the unexpected. So.
So nevertheless, Newark continues, and as you rightly said, you're not going to let a year go by without people being aware of this growing and expanding festival that's not too far away from Lincoln, literally about half an hour's drive, you know, from Lincoln. So it's easily put together, or if you want to jog it, possibly a bit longer. What is actually happening in terms of the 27th of February that you're here to discuss today and that Rebecca's also going to quiz you about in every sense?
Excellent. Well, the 27th of February, in 1 week from today, is our chapter 5 of our 2020 festival, which we split up into 5 chapters. And it's our Imaginarium Day. So it's all for children and families, really. So we've got lots of online events, from story time sessions to theatre, craft activities and author events. So it's a really, hopefully, a really fun day filled with laughter for everybody.
Which, bit like one of these shows in many ways, I like to feel, you know, a fun sort of hour or so. As you say, delighting children and their families with its Imaginarium Festival. Brackets, chapter 5. Is there a reason for it being chapter 5, Sarah?
There is, because we, in March, which seems way back when last year, we made the decision to, because we'd got 80, 90% of the festival programme confirmed, that we didn't want to cancel. As much as we couldn't cancel, we would recreate. So we reimagined it and split it up into 5 chapters spread over a year's period. So this is our final chapter of the 2020 festival and chapter 5.
I think we were there with you for chapter 1 and chapter 2. I think we might have lost track in chapter 3.
Yeah.
We're back for the big finish. That's the important thing. Rebecca, over to yourself. What would you like to ask?
It sounds absolutely fantastic, I'd like to say, first of all. It sounds really fun. You know, it's something people to do. I mean, it's great to get involved in that sort of thing. So can you give us a bit of information about what activities are on offer, and is there something for every age? Like, what should people take part in?
Absolutely. So it's mostly for ages from about 1 to 2 till about 12, I'd say, although there's quite a few family activities.
It's not quite fitting into that range, basically.
Oh, I know. I have to try and disguise myself and sneak in.
It does depend, because I love middle grade fiction. So that, like, 8 to 12 fiction. So we've got 2 authors, Jenny McLachlan with The Land of Roar and Thomas Taylor with Malamander and Gargantus. Now, I've read both of those books and I absolutely love them. So I'd go along to one of those events. But the difference is that all of our events are very interactive. So we've got kind of 4 main webinar jam events that people attend to. So with Jenny and Thomas, and then 2 story time sessions with Philip Harder and Francis Stickley. But they all include lots of craft activities and having a go at doing things. So there's going to be map making and fossil hunting and drawing bunnies and making bunnies, and introducing you to craft and story activities you can do at home with families as well. So there's lots of hands-on stuff happening throughout the sessions.
That sounds wonderful. And how can people access them? Is it going to be a case of, you know, join which links you want to take part in? Is it, you know, a whole day thing? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's a whole day. So it starts at 9:30 in the morning. And that's, we've got a couple of story time sessions running on Facebook for free. So we've got one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And if everyone heads to our website, which is newatbookfestival.org.uk, so nice and easy to remember, the full program's on there. But we've also got some things running in, you know, in the lead up. So we've got a create your favourite book character competition running out of whatever you find. No rules, just get crafty. And that finishes on the 1st of March. So now's the time, really, if you want to have a go at that. And we just ask people to say, take photos, tag us in Instagram, or email the photos through to enter the competition. But we've also got some resources already on the website. So we've already got a colouring in sheet and some craft activities you can print off ready to go with the Facebook story time sessions. So then we've got, you need to book tickets for the webinar jam events with the four main authors. And then we've also got a writing workshop with LD Lipinski in the afternoon. So we've got some tickets left for that, a few tickets left. They're going quite fast. And all of those, you can link to all of them on the website and book your tickets ahead. But people must, they're all free, but they must book and pre-register beforehand to make sure there's space for everybody. So it's, yeah, it's a very action-packed day.
Yeah, fantastic. And it sounds like there's something for everyone. So it'd be great for everyone to get involved. So any listeners, go have a look, because that sounds fantastic. And I'm quite sad that I can't, you know, pretend that I'm 12 and join in.
I don't know. You can. The good thing about the webinar jams ones as well, like Jenny and Thomas, is that you aren't connected with video or audio. So actually, if you do want to go along, you can do so. I'll be there.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
I'm particularly interested, Sarah, you mentioned LD Lipinski, of course, author of the Strange Worlds Travel Agency series, which actually allows people to actually create their own travel agency with paper, pen and imagination.
It's a workshop, that's a creative writing workshop. And LD is actually from Edwinstowe, so she's a local Nottinghamshire, and Strange Worlds came out at the beginning of lockdown last year, so she's never been out to do real offer live events yet. So we're really looking forward to the day that LD can actually come to Newark as well.
In the words of your good self, Sarah, as quoted from Amy Rushby, we are excited to be giving a big Newark welcome to a fabulous and inspiring range of children's authors, illustrators and theatre companies as part of our final 2020 chapter. It's 2021. No, don't worry. We're still actually in there. That's the important.
We're still there. We're still hanging out over there. And then we'll be ready into 2021.
Yeah. And the day, of course, about creation, imagination and play and all sorts of other things. I'm also interested in the Land of Roar. That's actually the Jenny McLachlan number. How did Jenny create Roar? And how you can use magic to make a dragon hatch out of an egg and even a map of your very own fantasy world. Now, I mentioned that because coming up next on this particular episode, we'll be speaking, of course, to David Fox, our ace magician. Who'll be doing a special birthday celebration for Sandra North and so on. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe David could actually sort of, you know, have something to say with respect to that magic. It's fair to say, Rebecca, he's pretty good in terms of Zoom magic.
He really is, honestly. If you ever get a chance to watch any of David's shows, please do, because he's fantastic, honestly. Really, really, really good.
Excellent.
And in fact, it was an evening of magic that we was my last trek to Newark, actually, pre-pandemic, which was actually held in the railway engine area that's actually there. Exactly. You see, you native Sarah, you know these things. I say the railway engine sort of thing. You say the carriages. Absolutely.
A lovely Wendy here.
So looking ahead then, as the next few months proceed and so on, are systems getting geared up now for Newark Book Festival 2021?
They are indeed, Alex. We've still got, like, as well as the Children's Day coming up, we've got a Find Barry the Bookworm trail happening in March around Newark.
Barry and the Bookworm.
Yes, Barry is our festival mascot that we have.
Hi, I'm Barry the Bookworm, and you should have Silly. Oh, no, Silly Bang. Sorry, that's something completely different.
It sounds quite good. And then we've bought a load of books called How to Be More Paddington, which we are going to be donating and gifting to.
Is that possible, Sarah? Can we be more Paddington? I mean, what do you need? More marmalade?
He's so kind, but we need some marmalade sandwiches, I think. So as we're doing those, we are starting to put our heads into planning. We're obviously planning a little bit later, but we do have dates. That's going to be the 8th to the 11th of July. And we're taking reservations right now for stalls for our literature markets as one of the first things. So we've got some tentative ideas. We'll be looking at how we can do things differently, and hopefully we'll be able to do some COVID safe activities and a mixture of things. But we definitely have our eyes on it ready. So.
And that's obviously one of the key things, because, as you know, in times past, we've had Midweek Drivettes who've come along to cover the event itself, cover the festival and so on. And clearly, in terms of social distancing, there are a whole range of aspects within that field. We're in a kind of interesting phase now. Do you feel as though actually there are some real positives, like we're doing now, where effectively we are managing to do what is, in essence, the old style phone call, but actually we've got more than, we don't have to be in the studio, we can connect via this sort of system.
Yeah.
So are there going to be areas where you'll be doing, I hesitate to use the phrase, blended festival stuff?
Absolutely, yes. I'm calling it a hybrid. But yes, I mean, I want to find ways that we can both re-engage with our community safely, but also actually maximising the opportunities that we can do more as well, where we can do this, as you said, over the Zoom and phone without having to go into studio as well and stuff. It just means we can do more, which we're always keen on doing.
Rebecca, are you a keen festival attendee in terms of literary festivals, book festivals and so on? Or are you a relative novice to the whole field?
Well, yeah. Norwich, which is, for the listener, if you don't know, that's where I'm from, do quite a few book festivals and have done in the past. So I really enjoy those, but I can't say I've ever been to the Newark one. So whenever I get the chance to actually go to one in person, I will be there. I will definitely take part in some of the online things as well, if possible. So yeah, it sounds fantastic. It sounds like the move to online as well has been, you know, really effective, and it's, you know, it's making it accessible to everyone. Have you found that the move to the online system rather than all in person has been quite smooth? Has that been okay for you?
It's not been smooth, that's for sure. I think everybody's learning what works and what doesn't work. And it's fantastic to be able to break down barriers and open up to wider audiences, those that aren't able to get out or access things. Or we had a lot of international audiences attend chapter one as well, and we've got pretty good numbers for the children's one, but we're really keen to make sure that those that can't access the digital can have the real life as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of local communities as well who want to go out and see people as well, but I think that's where in the future it's going to become important to look at both and how we can continue both angles, really.
I'll give a shameless plug out as well to the bookcase, which is thebookcase.co.uk, because that's there, I believe, is where all books in the festival can be obtained from in terms of the official festival
books. Absolutely. Just drop Jane an email and you'll find her email on her website. And she takes, they've been open throughout, they take book orders and you can order whatever you want and it arrives on your doorstep, which is brilliant.
Wow. Socially distanced as well. Great stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Remind people, how can people actually get in touch with this festival? I mean, again, they may be listening to this literally a week to go, in which case, fine. But some people, you know, by the time they download a podcast, it may be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. What's the best thing to actually do if they're listening to this? I don't know, say on a Wednesday on a Siren radio package and they're thinking, oh, okay, where should we go?
Well, there's two ways. First of all, I recommend going to the Book Festival website, which is newarkbookfestival.org.uk. That's got everything on there. Head over to chapter 5 and you'll find everything you need, and you can also book from there. But also it's really good to make sure you follow us on Facebook, in particular at Newark Bookfest, because that's where all our latest news and stories is. And also we're launching some new mini interviews with authors as well now, so that's about to start next week, so that's a great place to kind of keep up to date and chat with us about things.
One of these days, they might even actually ascend to the prestigious place of being one of the Midweek Drives Authors of the Week that we introduced and has actually been progressing fairly solidly on that sort of system. And most of them tend to actually be in America and Canada, but that's by the by. You know, we work our way through that.
Yeah.
Sarah, finally, in terms of the actual sort of sequence that we're going, clearly any festival actually relies heavily on its volunteers and so on. Do you still actually sort of want to put the call out for folk who actually want to get involved with the Newark Book Festival? How do they actually sort of help support you?
Absolutely. And really, the call out at the moment is to, you know, volunteers, festival friends, sponsors. The best way is to go to the website. You can find all our contact details there, but there's also a contact form, or just drop us a message on social media. We're there all the time, so we're just happy to chat.
And of course, the website address is
newarkbookfestival.org.uk.
I have to mention it because sometimes short-term memory, you think, what are they speaking about?
Absolutely.
Like Edinburgh, Ely, Rye, where are we going here? Absolutely spot on. Well worth accessing from that point of view. This is the time, actually, Rebecca, where basically, because in many ways, Sarah actually is the ultimate arbiter when it comes to how these last two questions are delivered, because, I mean, she knows them well over the years, really. But, Rebecca, it's up to your good self to bounce them in Sarah's way, who's also actually in Lincoln, even as we speak.
Sarah, have you had an enjoyable Zoom with us this afternoon?
I have indeed. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. And can we welcome you back again anytime soon?
You can indeed. I look forward to it.
Very we would amazing. Love to.
All's well. Amy Rushby, I must admit, I'm very confused because after initially sort of getting back to me, after we'd spoken, Sarah said, I think Sarah might be able to do something. I just thought I haven't the heart to actually get any more confused with respect to that, but she's doing very well, I'm sure. Anyway, Sarah Bullimore and Rebecca Bond, huge thanks. Keep on keeping on. And up next, as mentioned, more David Fox magic.
Time for another Zoomer on the Midweek Drive for Siren Radio and southsidebroadcasting.podbeam.com. Keeping the COVID-19 bugs at bay.
You were always in my head, just like a book I knew that I read. You came walking through my door, just like a thousand times before. You took me by surprise, like no one's ever opened up my eyes. Now it's all so clear. Never would have known.
Promised you that we'd be coming back with a new and second part of the show, and indeed Rebecca is still with us after having done a fine feature with Sarah Bullimore. Rebecca, obviously we've recovered after that. We can now also welcome the equally major talent from Birmingham that is Katie Grimerson to the programme. How are you, Katie?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm quite chirpy today.
Well, you certainly look as though you've got a chirpy background. It's like bright yellow there. It's like a canary. You're like a sort of black and white tiger with all sorts of things there. A sort of black top and a bright yellow background. Or maybe it's just the settings you got. I don't know.
It's because I'm in the conservatory and there's lots of, like, whiteness in here.
Well, that's clearly the case. And as I say, we are hopefully going to be celebrating Sandra North's birthday, which she had a couple of days ago, if she joins us. If she doesn't, well, she's here in spirit. That's the important thing. And we're still waiting for David to actually come on stream. So we'll just have to wait and see. Rebecca, thinking about, obviously, the imagination and the imaginarium that you're talking about with Sarah, any particular areas there that interested you in particular?
Yeah, I mean, with regards to David or just in general?
Either. I mean, again, just this is what we call filling for the programme. So carry on.
Yeah. Well, I was particularly impressed by the mentalism in one of the other episodes. If you haven't seen it, David actually performed one and I was part of it. And he effectively did read my mind, which was really, really impressive. If you haven't seen or heard that, check it out because it was very, very interesting. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that part of it. I mean, I try not to look too much into how it's done because it'll ruin the magic, but I'm sure there's a secret there and it's really bugging me. How did he do it?
It's strange and it's weird. And again, we'd like to know how the secret is that he can do that and yet actually logging on is obviously beyond him. So far, the messages from David Fox as follows. I've just entered the ID and passcode. It seems to have frozen. I'll try again. I'm logging off and coming back on. Possibly my connection. I'll try again.
Of technology.
The best laid plans of mice and academics can actually impact on us in every sense of the word. Katie, as you progress through the months of 2021, in terms of the overall viewpoint from Birmingham, do you think there's cause to be optimistic, or is it just a case of, frankly, I'm from Birmingham, we don't do optimism?
Do you mean like for the pandemic or in general?
Both, I think.
I don't know, really. With me, I seem to have like gone a bit more optimistic, and I think it's down to I'm literally not reading much of the news now. Like, I'll see a headline and that's it. I'll try not to click on it. But I think what happened was Christmas, it really upset me, and I think it upset a lot of people because I was meant to see like family and stuff, and now I just don't really believe until I see it with what's going on. In terms of other stuff like jobs, I just do like applying every day to stuff or near enough every day, but it is tough. It's really tough.
Well, keep going. That's the important thing. Rebecca, it seems as though you've set up a trend here in terms of avoiding watching the news on a regular basis, as you revealed to Richard Fitzwilliams and Robin Pearce, of course, earlier today.
I did, yeah, but I must, like, Robin even admitted that he'd prefer to have the news, you know, not on a daily basis, because I think a lot of the time it is quite negative, and I know it is just reporting what's going on, but I think sometimes you have to take a step back and think, do I really want to read that article? As I said, I get a lot of notifications because I follow a lot of news, I have a lot of apps and things of news, apps pretty much, and when they come up, I tend to just read the notification, leave it at that, not read any further, unless it's something nice and uplifting, because I think we need a bit of uplifting news nowadays rather than, oh, we're in lockdown for another few months, and it's really taken its toll on people, I do think. So I have been trying to avoid the news ever so slightly.
Well, if we need nice and uplifting souls, we need music, and who better than those awesome talents? First of all, from Cleethorpes, England, Chloe Rose. How are you, Chloe?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. How are you, my dear?
Well, I think we're okay hanging on in there, but we're here for a very special person. That other sort of soul whose birthday we are celebrating, because rather like the Queen, she has two birthdays. You know, there's kind of like an official birthday and then there's the next birthday. It's Sandra North. Welcome, Sandra, and happy belated birthday to your good self.
Thank you so much. You are so sweet. Thank you. And I really appreciated that birthday card you sent me as well.
Well, as long as it got there, because, you know, getting across the Atlantic Ocean with electrons, who knows what can actually happen. But great stuff there. Now, I think we will wish you a happy birthday in the traditional sense. As you know, we're expecting a magician to actually come on board. He's vanished out of cyberspace. He's trying to get in, but so far unsuccessfully. So I'm going to ask Chloe to possibly sort of lead us in this particular thing. Chloe, would you like to...
Oh, gosh. I would usually, but yes. My voice is tired today. I can try.
I know you can do this. Would you like to actually lead us in a happy birthday rendition for Sandra North? Over to you, Chloe. Go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It's just me singing. Happy birthday, dear Sandra. Happy birthday to you. Sorry, that was a bit tired. It's tired tonight.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
There you go.
I'm almost tearing up.
Yeah, you see, there you go, Sandra. Never let it be said that we forget Swedish people living in Hollywood. It can be said that we do that, but, you know, we try and ensure that the things are sorted out on that basis. So let's turn to Rebecca. Would you like to quiz Sandra and or Chloe about their life and times whilst I'll get back in touch with David and see whether he's locked himself in a box never to actually reemerge.
Yeah, Sandra, is this your first birthday during the pandemic? Because obviously February, it would have been only just brewing last year. It is.
It is, yeah.
How did you spend it? How was it?
It was nice. I mean, obviously all my family is back in Sweden, but we still had a nice time. And I got some Swedish singing in the morning and I got a present and like a little balloon over here. So it was nice.
That's so lovely.
So yeah, they still have the outdoors restaurant open. So we still went for dinner in the evening.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Yeah. And a lot of Zooms, so to talk to the family.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I had my birthday a few weeks ago, and that's my first what I call lockdown birthday as well, because there's not much we can do here either. So yeah, it's been surreal, hasn't it, to be spending it in different circumstances.
Yes.
A lockdown Zoom birthday sounds as though it could be a way to go. Katie, I know it's way until October before we celebrate your birthday again, but in terms of lockdown birthdays, I mean, how did you celebrate it and enjoy the lockdown notion of the birthday?
When it was my birthday? Yes.
I mean, you could have celebrated Sandra's, but as you've never really sort of connected other than on the show, it would have seemed a little bit strange.
For my birthday, I went to York, and when we got with my boyfriend, and when we got back, they put York in like a tier three, I think, and we just missed it. But yeah. I had a good birthday. Yeah, I hope that everything would have eased. Oh, the October, what's coming though, because it's the big 3-0 for me.
Really? Oh, well, that's it. I mean, frankly, once you reach that fourth decade, Katie, frankly, it's all over. I mean, it's a non-starter, you know, I'll go for that. Curiously enough, actually, the other thing we can actually bear in mind, and again, you've got a ways to go, Rebecca and Chloe and Sandra, for this, but Katie, once you've actually made 3-0, you will have actually lived 1 billion seconds on the planet. There we are, 1 billion seconds of life, 30 years, approximately 1 billion seconds. So, you know, worth sort of accessing on that system. Okay, Sandra, let's go back to yourself again. As you know, one of my dreams is basically you should do a duet with Chloe. We're not going to ask you to do that now, obviously, but I think it's coming together in all sorts of ways. Have you got any questions you'd like to put to life, the universe, or indeed Chloe as she takes us on a wander through her home and goes all over the place there? I thought she'd gone into a sort of shade mode there. Over to you, Sandra. Questions for Chloe. Anything you'd like to ask her?
How has it been, the reception with your new single? You just released a song, right?
Yeah, it's gone really well. I do apologise. My voice is, I've been singing all day and I'm sorry for earlier, that rendition.
No,
didn't
it was
it?
Beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Sandra. But yeah, it seems to be going really well. It's had like lots of radio play. I think just the hardest thing is really getting the music sort of heard, you know, on Spotify and iTunes. And I think that's something that it's going to build over time, because it's been a while since I've like released a song. But I mean, how do you find everything with streams and everything? How does that all work for you? And, you know, how's everything going with your music?
Yeah, well, like you say, I agree. That is the trickiest part, I guess, to get Spotify to notice it so that it comes on these playlists and stuff. I just try to be like as active as I can, wherever I find someone that I can, you know, send it to, my email, you know, I'm on it immediately, just to make sure to spread it as much as I can and get people to hear it. I feel like the promotion part never ends. It's like a constant thing. You work with what you have and you try to continue to release more music and hopefully you'll gain a bigger and bigger audience as you go along. But people are still playing You, my last single, even though I released it last summer. So it's nice that it's still being played around the world.
We still play it, Sandra. We'll play it in this section, of course, today. Chloe, meanwhile, you've actually been getting one fine, sir, actually doing a ballet interpretation to Hearts on the Line, I see, from a recent video that was posted. So how did that come about then? Are you already getting a choreography soul putting together?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. It was a lovely girl called Lauren, and she's a dancer. She loves to dance. And last time, one of my songs, you know, Golden Dreams, that you've, I know Alex, lovely Alex, has played it before. And she did a fabulous dance of that. And then she said, oh, I want to do a dance for this. Anyway, she sent me the clip over and she put it on Facebook. And I thought, how lovely is that? So maybe in the future, we might do a performance together. She might dance and I'll, you know, do a sing song and that'd be amazing. I was chuffed anyway. It was ace.
I'm thinking of a character called Howard Jones, who was very popular in the 80s with New Song and What Is Love and so on. And in his early days, he used to have a chap who was a mime artist, but he was dressed in chains. Maybe something like that could be useful. You know, just a thought.
Maybe. Maybe so.
Or maybe not. Katie, any questions you'd like to put to the team? It's over to you, because after all, actually, you are the senior co-presenter, astonishingly. You know, we started these shows when you were an undergraduate reading American Studies at the University of Lincoln. And look at you now in a golden conservatory. Marvellous.
Yeah, so Chloe, I think the last time I spoke to you, you was like doing a teaching course. How's that going?
Yeah, so it is going really well. It's just, it's so strange at the moment because we're doing everything online and I'm so used to sort of that face-to-face engagement with the kids and feeling like I can really support them. And I think that's the hardest thing, that it's, you know, it's more difficult because it's you with a screen and then and them on the other side. We can't always, we can't really see their faces either. So you're sort of messaging over that. It is strange, but I love it. I love that drama so much. And I think the main thing of it, as, you know, being a trainee teacher is really, I just want to inspire them to, you know, to sort of experience drama and maybe even have a career in it in the future. You never know, but I'm enjoying it. Thanks, Katie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I feel a bit more positive about stuff. I'm just trying to job. So really, I'm doing my piano as well. I got a new teacher. Classically trained, and I just feel more motivated with it. And it's more, I'm doing a lot more theory as well, so that gets my mind working. It's really good.
Oh, brilliant. What types of songs are you like learning at the moment?
So my classical piece, what I'm doing at the moment, is called Andante by Joseph Haydn or Haydn.
Tracy, obviously, if it's Birmingham, it's Haydn. If it's anywhere else, it's Haydn. But it's okay. Don't worry. You know, it's a whole new world. And Andante, of course, translates as gracefully, if my Italian serves me, which is good. Actually, Sandra, do you read music or is it a case of you're an intuitive musician?
I do read music. I started playing the flute when I was little. So, and even my dad, because my dad is very interested in music, so he kind of started teaching me, you know, the notes and stuff when I was little. And then I got a keyboard. So I've always kind of fiddled with music. And I played the flute for quite a while, and I was in the orchestra even. So, yes. But now that you write yourself, it's not like I have, you know, the sheet music out the same way. Like,
Full manuscript, in other words. Message we get from our magician here, keeping you updated, obviously, this is, the link's still not working. I'll keep on trying. It's unbelievable.
No. We got to get him on here.
Well, this is it. You know, it is somewhere out there, lost in cyberspace, you know, a magician. You know, I mean, Sandra's got places to go later on today. She got to just hang around in the whole basis of sort of morning in Hollywood. It's outrageous. Anyway, I mean, Rebecca, would you like to just talk Sandra through what she missed last night? Because obviously she wasn't able to join us on that, which would have been her first birthday show. Mind you, Chloe missed it as well, but she'd just forgotten to put it in her diary. So that's okay. So, and Katie was geared up for today. And when she saw the Facebook post, she thought she'd missed it as well. So no, we were just waiting for David to actually miss it. It's most unusual. Anyway, Rebecca, take over the interviewing reins.
It was fantastic. So yesterday he he showed us a trick where he had three cups and underneath there was a ball under each one, and he was somehow, it was amazing, making them transfer to each cup. and he misled us really bad.
Misdirected.
Yeah, no, but it was all part of the act. It was really, really clever. And he'd go to show you how he was actually doing the trick, and moving these balls between the cups. And you think, you know, he's teaching you how to do the trick. He wasn't. He then lifted them up and they were tangerines underneath all of a sudden. So it was absolutely incredible. You have to see it to, you know, really do it justice. I can't do it justice in words, but it was fantastic. And he also did a card trick where he somehow he lit a card alight, and it reappeared. Alex, I'm not doing this justice. I wish they'd have been there.
I think you know, it was again, amazing. It sort of, it almost made one speechless, just to actually sort it of really experience did. That whole experience. But you know, so it goes. These things are done to try, so a bit like a live music production. You can only get to the stage of saying, well, you know, we're doing our best. We're working our way through this. And sometimes, even when you're a magician who actually works in cyberspace, there are challenges that actually hit you in terms of whether or not you can actually sort of access it in any way. But that's by the by. Okay, Sandra, as the year proceeds, what other plans do you have in store? I mean, you know, we will be moving out of our current state of play, etc. You're currently working on new music, etc. What sort of plans do you have afoot for the next few months?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, we are still trying to finish a few songs, and we might re-record one because we want them to be really good. And I have a few more interviews and things like that lined up. But yeah, we'll see where it takes us. It's always an interesting journey.
And Chloe, I mean, likewise, I mean, obviously your fabulous sort of work within the joys of... teaching, as you've said, is sort of tying is tying into that. Is that going to be where your focus is? Is it going to be a case of your music? What are you going to do? What's Chloe Rose going to be getting up to?
Well, I love music. I love music. But, you know, at the moment, because it's my trainee year sort of thing, I do need to put my focus on my teaching as well. But I will be releasing another single in the next 2 months or so, and then more singles after that. One of them is about the end of the world. Very dramatic. Dear me. So, yeah, I would like to continue doing music, and that's going to keep going. I'll never give up on that. But I know that I have to make some of my focus on this too. Oh, have I disappeared?
No, Chloe, you've just put Chloe Rose up on screen. That's all right. I mean, you've disappeared probably because David's been working some magic on you in a kind of voodoo-esque way. No, maybe not. Or perhaps it's the end of the world, because sometime it's the end of everybody's world. The great news, of course, is that we have been able to feature not only Sandra North music, you, of course, but also Chloe Rose music, Hearts on the Line, because we've actually had that extra time because David couldn't get in there. So that's all good, which is marvellous. Sadly, Sandra, it looks as though you're going to have to wait one more time until we can actually do that magical trip for you, because I've never actually experienced this line where David Fox has been so wonderful. He's magicked himself out of being unable to access the system. It's okay. We can cope with that.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. And these are the sort of things that we sort of work through. So let's go to Katie for the last two questions, please. Would you like to throw them to the team, please? Or do one to one?
Yeah. Have you all had a really interesting Zoomer today?
Fab. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
It's been unexpected, Katie, frankly. You know, the original sort of script I've just actually ripped up and thrown to one side. But that's okay. We get used to that. Sandra, you're going to have an awesome Saturday. I know that because I've looked ahead into the future, and your Saturday in Hollywood is going to be great. What's the weather in Hollywood at present?
It's usually pretty cold, we say, in the morning. So maybe 10, 12 degrees, but then it kind of, you know, warms up. So like around 20 degrees, which is nice, you know, daytime.
It just sounds like Norwich.
We will be going to the snow today, to the mountains. So to spend it outside and explore more and see more nature and stuff. So it will be a little cold.
Well, there you will. Enjoy that. It'll be splendid. I've still got chills after Chloe's birthday rendition there. Marvellous. She must do one for me one of these days. Maybe for my 100th. I don't know. So Chloe, you're off to do various other bits and pieces. Well, likewise, Rebecca Bond and Katie Grimason. Happy trails for now. David, I'm sure, will emerge in some way, shape or form. But for now, keep on keeping on and be well, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Nice to see you all.
Saturday.
Nice to see you all.
I wish
Is it love or just a game? Will you change my life again? So long I've been waiting for you, just to say that I'll adore you. It was love.